College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101. Hey guys, Sherry here with another episode of Quad Talk 101. I'm your host, Sherry, with my other host,
Sean and Watman.
Yes, and now we're going to be talking about things today. I'm very, very excited. It's the both of us today, so you guys are in for a treat because Sean actually went to a gala, which I'm dying to hear about.
Yeah, it was fun. It was yesterday. It was through the Golden Ram Society, so it was like thanking donors and all that.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about the Golden Ram Society? I don't know anything really about
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. So it's basically like an organization where you go to like events and then you kind of just represent the society and you get like networking and like marketing opportunities.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So like there's like people from like, let's say the president, you get to like ask him questions and all that, which is kind of cool. And you can ask like other people and get like, possibly get jobs or internships.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you have to be in like a specific club or anything like that to join that, or how do you join?
I think you have to apply.
Okay.
You have to have like an intern or what's that thing called again?
I guess an internship or a practicum?
No. An interview.
An interview.
I was what's the word?
Yeah. Never mind. Oh, that's really cool. So you could apply by and get an interview and then see if you qualify to be in it. That's really cool. So I guess this event took place in, where did it take place in?
It took place in Long Gardens. Ooh. Longwood Gardens.
Longwood Gardens. Yeah, I know a lot of people who have been there and I hear it's very beautiful.
It's so nice.
It's I haven't been, but what is it like when you go in? Is it?
You know, it's like you go in like a tropical island. Like honestly, it's
nice.
It's so nice.
That's so nice. So they have different like sections for like the flowers or.
Yeah, they have like all these different sections. Like there's like mazes that you can walk through and see all these different flowers and all that. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Great date night. Great just hanging out spot. It's nice because I like, you know, fast paced things, but sometimes I'm like, I just want to chill and relax. So I feel like that's really relaxing.
It really is.
And if you're a photographer, which I know you are, that's a great place for pictures.
Fun fact, next week for the photography club, we're going there.
Really?
So I get to go there twice in 2 weeks. I'm like, yes.
I'm so jealous. I have not been there once. So that is really cool.
Yeah.
I assume you had a really good time, right? What did you do when you were there?
Well, I went on like shuttles and like made announcements of like, oh, you know, this is what we're going to be doing today. It was like a little nerve wracking. I was stuttering the whole time. I was like, oh God.
You're just like, ooh.
And then at the end, like I stood at a table, handed out bags, you know, just did the regular stuff.
Oh, nice. That's very cool.
I got to network, which is kind of cool.
I know. I feel like that's so important in
is.
Like a college career of networking because then it's like, you know, later on when you're doing the interviews and stuff, you're like, hey, remember that really good interaction you had with me? You should consider me for that position.
Yeah.
I've done that a bit myself in community college, and I'm trying to do that here.
Oh,
so
nice.
Definitely encourage you guys to network.
Definitely.
Now, I know for you, you were talking a bit about like course electives.
Yes. So last semester, I took jazz dance. So
Wait, what?
Yeah, for your arts requirement, I suggest that because I love dance. I've been dancing for years.
Aww.
It's so much fun. Like the professor I had, super nice. It's not like stressful.
Wow.
You get to like choreograph your own like, you know, choreography and all that, and you get to like learn another choreo, and you get to learn like a little bit of like the history of dance. I just think it's a really cool experience.
That is so what?
Yeah.
And you've been dancing for like a couple of years, have you?
Since like my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like what genre of dance do you like the most?
So I've done like, that's actually a good question.
Yeah.
I've done like hip hop. I've done contemporary. I've done like jazz. I've done a little bit of swing. I would say my favorite is hip hop, but I've been told I'm best at contemporary. So like I'm like in the middle of both.
Okay. So what would you say major differences between hip hop and contemporary?
Hip hop's like upbeat. Contemporary is more like, you know, like
flowy.
Yeah, flowy.
Like, it reminds me a little bit of like slightly like interpretive dance, but not like all the way avant-garde like that.
Think of like ballet, but like a little bit with flavor. You know what I mean?
Ballet has no flavor. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, but yeah.
No, I understand what you mean. It's like ballet with like that oomph.
Yeah.
No, I totally understand what you mean. So the jazz. So it's called jazz dancing, right?
It's called a jazz dance one.
Jazz dance one. Do you have any other electives that you think would be good?
Yeah. So I took last semester took climate change. That was not stressful. It was like it's a good thing to talk about since you know it's still happening and all that.
Right. For sure.
And then this semester I'm taking geology, and it's also not stressful. It's pretty easy, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know for me, I have some friends in another class, and they wanted to take an easy like science course, and I don't remember what it's called, but I think it's, you know, studying the planets or something like that. Okay. Planets and solar systems. And two of my friends were like, oh, this is going to be easy. We're just going to look at planets. And then they're like, wow, this is overwhelming because we have to learn about protons and different types of scenarios. So that was very stressful. So it's a good thing you took courses that were like at least less stressful in that sense.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know I'm a transfer student, so I haven't really gotten a chance to explore all the different electives. I know for me, one that I found very curious was called, like, I think, I don't know what the class was called, but I think it was called Marriage. I think it was just called Marriage. And I just remember scrolling through and I was like, Marriage? And I thought, oh, are they going to talk about different, you know, statuses of marriage and how it affects? And they're like, no, this is a class teaching you how to have a good marriage. And I'm like, was this a fever dream?
Because
I've never heard of that. And I think someone... I mean, I don't know them very well, but they did say they took that class. And I was like, I didn't even know we offered that. So looking through the catalog is really important because there are just a lot of classes that you'd be like, I didn't know this was a class. I think those are really good. I think one class that I think was really fun, if you guys are interested in, like, maybe you're kind of like, I want to do better with public speaking, but I don't want the whole, like, doing a speech thing. I wanted to do an improv class, but then I did an acting class and it was so much fun.
Really?
It is, because it kind of helps you with like stage presence in a sense that is not like as intimidating as doing like a speech for a class.
Yeah.
So it kind of helped me with my self-confidence and to be able to present myself either on a stage or in front of people, because I feel like public speaking is just kind of ingrained in whatever work environment you're in, whether it be you're talking to one person or many. So That one I felt is a very fun class to do.
Does that cover your like writing? Not writing.
Writing.
Your speaking requirement?
You know what? I would definitely look into it and ask because I'm not sure.
Okay.
I feel like it should like cover for something, because I know in community college when I was doing it, it covered one of my electives or something like that. But
good.
Hey, that would be very that would be very cool if it covered speaking, because why wouldn't it? You're talking for this a lot all the time. So that's a really good one to look into.
Have you ever done public speaking beforehand, before this course?
Yes. I did it at community college, and I feel like it was less intimidating than it is here. And I don't know if it's because, you know, because it really depends on each professor, how they do the class.
Yeah.
I know for my teacher, we only did like maybe like a handful of speeches, and she wasn't really a tough grader. She's just kind of like, please go in front of the class and just say something. Just please do it. God. And I liked her teaching style because it made for some creative like speeches and people were less nervous. I think she docked points if you sweared, and I had a friend that sweared a lot, but it was an improv speech, so that's just her word that she says. But other than that, it flowed really nicely. So I guess it really depends on which teacher. So go to ratemyprofessor.com. Very, very important. Because if you have one that's like a tough grader and gives you a speech every day,
that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Very stressful. Oh, wow. So I don't know if there's any other electives you wanted to share with us.
I'm only a freshman, so I just started, but we'll see what happens next.
No, that's actually really good because you know a lot for just coming into the school.
Yeah. So
I think it's because you just have like a lot of electives to fulfill, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because I'm a psych major.
Right. No.
It depends on your major too, because like sciences may not be required, but it just depends.
Right. And I heard a couple people say the weather class, kind of like what you were saying before.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So if you need a science requirement, that's a good one. And I think something about, not biology, like something to do with like the ocean and stuff.
Oh, oceanography.
Oceanography. Yeah. I heard that one was really good.
Everyone loved that. I don't know. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Have you taken it before? Or?
I have not, no.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard that was really good, really simple, and it's fun. Oh, if you have to do like a writing emphasis, I'm doing creative writing right now.
Okay.
It is like the funnest class that I have this entire semester. It's so fun. I have Dr. Alnaz. Shout out to Dr. Alnaz because she's like amazing. And I haven't really written that much, but she just makes it so approachable and easy. And then you get your writing emphasis, and it's not like you doing a giant research paper. It's just like, hey, write a fiction story about just anything. So that's really, really fun.
Okay. Does it cover, because I'm a journalism minor.
Right.
Do you think it covers anything there or?
Journalism minor? It may, because I have had people that are in journalism and media and culture take the class. That's okay. Something that's very cool about the class. A lot of different majors take it
because
I think it does still fulfill the writing emphasis. Obviously, talk to your advisor.
Yeah.
But I think it does, because that's why I did it, because they're like, hey, it's a writing emphasis because you're literally writing. And I was like, cool. Thank you very much. So, yeah, that's a good one to check out if you guys want to check out electives.
Cool.
Nice. Well, do you have anything else to add, Sean? No,
I think I've covered everything.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at The Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.